So we are here at HIMSS 2015, here in the Conversa booth, 7013, booth 7013. Check it out. And we're here with the Conversa executive team, which is very exciting. We don't always get together at the same place at the same time. It's sort of a rare opportunity. And so with me, I have Annalisa Silvestri, who's our chief engagement officer, Wes Schell, who is our chief executive officer, Dr. Danny Sands, our chief medical officer, and Daniel Dean, who's our chief technology officer. And a lot of chiefs. The Indians are still back home working away. But I'm Philip Marshall, and I'm the chief product officer and co-founder of Conversa. And we've seen a lot of momentum here at HIMSS 2015. And I thought this would be kind of a great opportunity just to get some thoughts and feedback from my colleagues and cohorts. We've seen a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and excitement. And so I'm going to start off with my co-founder, Wes Schell, and just ask you, you've been here now a couple of days. What's really struck you this year compared to last year?
Well, there was certainly a lot of talk last year about patient engagement. It's now moved to the front burner. The thing to me that's been the most exciting, we've had 23 separate meetings in the last 2 days, which is nice to have a lot of chiefs because you can actually cover a number of those conversations. Everybody now realizes that last mile of care is critical to do whatever they're going to do in care management, in population health, and obviously in patient engagement. So the time is starting to really get there where the kinds of things that we're doing, which is connecting doctors and patients in between visits, is now recognized as a critical component to that transition to value-based care. And it's taken a while. And God bless CMS for accelerating some of their payment guidelines. That's got people focused on the money. And people do where they get paid. So that's what's happening right now.
Well, that's great. I've got to agree. You know, we were here last year. And boy, we were happy last year with the meetings that we had that we went out and sought. And this year, we're actually being sought out ourselves. So I think that's a great change and probably representative of the market. Annalisa, you've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, sort of reflecting on your background at Kaiser, and you really understand how big health systems work. What have you heard from health systems that are really kind of slow to move? At least they're notorious for that. What are you seeing with regard to now their elevation of the patient as a part of the care team?
Well, I think health delivery systems focus on a use case. They don't think so much about, oh, this product looks really nice, let's test it out. They think, here's a problem that I have, and I'm looking for a solution that will help me and obtain measurable results. So I'm hearing a lot more thinking and better thinking about the use cases themselves. And our platform being so flexible, we've had, you know, I've also talked to a lot of walk-up people just walking up that are presenting use cases we hadn't even thought of. And that's really exciting. And there is a strong draw to the, you know, not only the following patients with a clinical condition, but I'm seeing more people respond to, we want to stay in touch with the people that we serve. It's a relationship as much as it is, I want to understand how my patients with hypertension are doing.
It seems like almost an intersection of customer relationship management, what some people are calling patient relationship management, and healthcare and elevating the patient as a true customer of care and a part of the team. We talked a little bit about that this morning, Danny. We had a great session, probably about, I'd say maybe 400 people or so in that room, which was great. And you led it off, patient-generated health data and incorporating that into the electronic health record. You talked about why that was so important. We got a lot of good questions after that session. What do you sort of take away from the questions that we got and the enthusiasm that people had over the conversation that we had this morning?
Well, Phil, people get this. When you talk to them, when you talk to this audience, any of the audiences we've had, you talk to them about the changes that are here in healthcare. Healthcare providers don't know how to deal with it. We're practicing it all wrong. You know, we're really just doing it wrong. It's, you know, people just get it. And they say, oh my God, that's totally obvious. That's so rational the way you guys are approaching it. It makes so much sense. We have no idea how to do it, but we're doing it. And that's the magic of it. And people look at what they're doing and they try it out and they say, This is the way you're going to engage with patients. Those frequent light touches make a huge difference. The intelligence that we have, the architecture that we have, really makes this really special. And so when I hear the questions, they're getting it, right? So they've bought into it. I mean, you heard the response from that audience. And so now they're asking questions about, okay, well, what about, how do you introduce this into a practice? You know, are we worried about liability? You know, are doctors going to be worried about not seeing enough patients? You know, there are all these things. They're asking the right questions, and we're there. We're totally into this. We understand this, and we're learning more every day. So I'm thrilled. I mean, the people that came to that session, people that came to this booth, people from all over the world. I mean, you saw, right? We had international people. Right. It was great. Yeah. So this is something that is resonating with people far and wide. I'm very excited.
Yeah, you know, there were a few catchphrases that came out of this morning. One of them that I think you tweeted, and we will not attribute who was responsible, was that the standard of care is not to care between visits today. And that is changing pretty rapidly. I had the duty this morning of talking about how patient-generated health data can actually be incorporated into the process of delivering care. But the guy here next to Danny is Daniel Dean, who I've worked with at WebMD very closely and Press Ganey, and he's the newest member of the executive team and fully responsible for the how we do things. And so, Daniel, as you've sort of now embraced this opportunity coming off the heels of serving the Medicaid population with a really great set of capabilities in the Portland metro area, and prior to that, storied careers in various places, including the EHR industry. What are you sort of observing from just, sort of a newcomer to the Conversa team, but certainly somebody who's been around the health IT space? What's really struck you as you've been here at HIMSS?
You know, I think I'd echo part of what Wes said, and that is that truly successful population health management and population risk management are tenants to this wave of change from volume-based payment to value-based payment. And people understand that to truly attain success in those domains and achieve the triple aim objectives, you got to engage the patient. And so there's a tremendous amount of realization and related excitement about that that thrills me to death to be a part of the team.
Well, it's great to have you. So here we are. This is an exciting time for all of us, and we don't always get together, as I said, so this is a great opportunity for us to share our views with all of you. Any last words, Wes or rest of the team?
Here's to you.
Yeah. Thanks to the listeners and viewers out there for starting to make patients true equal partners in their care and looking at health technology can help with that. So, guys, thanks. It's great to be a part of this, and a lot of fun. And we'll look forward to the next one.